It's 10:40. We'll get started again. Electronic business processes.
Good morning. I'm Sean Henners. I think this is the first time that I've seen a...
Can you speak up just a little bit, please?
Absolutely.
And what page are we on, by the way?
40.
Page 40.
Thank you.
Page 40, 40.
I think we should turn that off. Sorry.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a new department for fiscal year 27. Department 48, electronic business process. Previously, we were rolled up into IT. So our three people have been moved from the IT budget into Department 48. And all of our expenses have also been moved from 15 to 48. We only have, I think, seven lines. So I'm going to go through each of those seven operating expense lines. 53050 computer software is associated with email server costs for our Laserfish email. 53150 conferences is significantly less than last year. One of our conferences is not held any longer, and so that one's been removed from the budget. The other one we had budgeted for all three employees to go, and we've decided it really meets our needs to only send two people each year. So that's the difference in that line. Our big line every year is 53300, contracted services. We use DocuNav, which is a company based just outside of Dallas, to actually be our vendor for Laserfish. We've used them for years for annual service contract and for disaster recovery. That will stay the same. It goes up about 3% a year. Next year, we're budgeting $200,000. This year, we've started using them for cloud hosting as well. What we would like to do is go ahead and pay the year plus an additional 6 months, so pay 18 months of cloud hosting, so that that bill will line up at the same time as our annual support contract, to make those where we can bring it to the board once a year for the whole DocuNav contract rather than splitting them up every 6 months.
I got a quick question.
Absolutely.
Since this is a new department, we really don't have any historical here. How does it line up to how much was being spent on these items last year?
In 53300, the difference from last year is an increase of $36,250. Part of that is the 3%.
Talking about contracted services only, right?
Correct. That's yes.
I'm talking about the whole department.
Computer software is a new line item. It's $300. Employee recognition is the same. Mileage, phones, and training and education are all the same as what our piece of the IT budget was last year.
Got it. So for the whole department, we just look at conferences and contracted services for the differences.
Correct.
$3,000 increase, which is mostly in contracted services.
Okay.
Right. It's a $3,000 decrease in conferences and a $36,000 increase in contracted services, so net $33,000 increase.
All righty. Do you have any other questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Donna, are you okay?
Do you want me to jump in?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Well,
I
have to tell them what page
to find out. Yes. Page 30. I got a question.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So I'll just a couple of things I'll talk about. The revenue, just to give you a little background, that is us processing the medical and billing records requests that come in. That is for the law firms. that we get to charge. It goes up. I think we'll be ahead of schedule on it. If you want to scroll down to
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I heard that correctly. Did you say that was from law firms? No. What did you say?
So law firms. So we get medical and billing requests from patients, Life Gift, the DA's office, which is a subpoena. These are the law firms, and we get to legally charge them to provide the documents. So there's a schedule. It's 1 to 11 pages for the notary, written questions, that type of thing. So it varies on it. We do not release the records to them until it's been paid.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
Who gets no charge?
Oh, the DA's office, because it's a subpoena. It's coming from the courts. The patients, which we could legally charge the patients. I do not believe that will ever happen here, nor should it. And we actually don't get that many for patients, Life Gift, fire marshals, those types of things. So the law firm is the only one that we're getting any type of revenue. If y'all want to jump down to the big one, which is election expenses.
Yes.
So we have the potential of having an election this year, which is one at large, two precincts. In 2022, we were allowed to create a resolution to cancel the election for the at-large number two, which was Mr. Grice at the time. So it was only precincts three and four. And we paid $276,876. In 2026, it was at large, which touched every corner of the county, and it was $824,720. I'll be really honest, I'm not even sure that this is a good number up here.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I missed it.
I said, I'll be honest, I'm not even sure this is a good number up here. If we paid $824,000, 720 last year, I mean 2 years ago, I have no clue what it could be.
So what would be a good number in your estimation?
I honestly don't know. It's hard to determine. Do you feel comfortable with it?
I think this is a good number.
Sorry.
And the reason why is because we're going to have an at-large election if we have an election. If we don't have any other candidates that run, we don't have an election, then it'll be nothing, zero. But unfortunately, even though we're a small political entity, we cover really one of two entities that cover the entire county, and so it's expensive. I think $1 million to $1.4 million should cover
us. Did you say last time it was 824,000?
It was 824,720 in 2026, which did have an at-large position in that mix, because it was a number of different. But we will know by August the 17th. That is a deadline, 5 p.m., whether we're having an election. So we will know what needs, if this could be completely pulled out. Okay. If it's unopposed and nobody's running, we'll cancel the election. That will go before.
Have you had a discussion with Susie Harvey on what the estimated cost would be if we do have an election?
I've talked to her. She doesn't want to commit to anything. I will put it that way. They really don't know, because it depends on how many people are involved in it. I think they look forward to us being a part of an election because we take such a huge piece of it.
Yeah.
Because it's, we could give you an example, pull it from where we've gotten the invoice, but it will let you know what the MUD district's paid. And it's just a per polling location charge, and that's how you get charged for it. So it's us and the county that pay the most, and we pay more than the county because we get a 10% fee added on top of it, because the elections falls under the umbrella of the county.
And in the teens, this would have been a $400,000 race. Like everything else, it's really, really increased.
We could do away with that. And we could just have the elections in-house, and everybody comes here and votes.
No.
Sorry, did you take
that? I'm just saying that.
And you can man the polls, sir.
I do man the polls.
This has actually been a little bit of discussion, and you really, it's almost impossible.
But that's what used to happen in the county, where when we had elections, we had the fire department, we had the MUDs, we had the hospital district, we had the school districts.
That's before my time.
And then we had the regular elections. So people were having to go to 4 to 5 locations to be able to vote. And it just, they would go one place and that was it. They weren't going from place to place. It's bad enough when they go now because you go to your poll and they may have you go into another place because we didn't get enough poll workers to work. And so they had to shut down the poll. So, yeah, it's a better system, but it's costly. And I think it's good for change at times, so.
It would have to go through the legislative process because we actually, since I've been here, we used to be in the May elections, which was
right.
Your first election,
right.
And we changed that to help us try to defer some of the costs, so we
exactly.
Moved it to November. Greg Hudson was our legal counsel at the time,
right.
And that went through the whole legislative process to get that approved.
Yeah. And that was one of the things that came up during that legislative session, and it was to try to get all of the entities to have elections in November, and part of that was because of the military. And that's the way it was pushed through, and that's the way the bill went through. So it was good for us.
Correct.
So if there isn't a requirement for this, does it just drop off completely, or is this money repurposed into some other department?
We would zero it out.
Yeah, that's not happening. And
and I don't have anything to say.
And again, we'll know before we actually vote on the budget.
Yes, sir. We will. So we will know for
sure. Be able
sure.
to have that pulled out if it's not there and save
some. Actually, I believe it'll fall out. I'll have to look to make sure that we could vote at the August board meeting to cancel everything on it.
That'll be good.
Is there any other questions?
Do we have any other questions? Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Can we do something?
Human Resources, Emily's here. I'm just going by the schedule.
God forbid we not follow the schedule. So, you tell me.
What page?
I don't even know where to go. HR is 28.
Just push it and it'll turn green.
Push it, introduce yourself, and take off.
And about right here. Will be.
Okay. Are we going line by line?
No.
Okay.
We're kind of focusing on stuff where there's a major change.
Okay. I don't have that many changes. So in regards to revenue, employee medical premiums, that's based upon employees and their insurance utilization. And then the miscellaneous income is Texas Mutual, the dividend that we receive back.
Not a big change, but I'd like to hear about what you're doing additionally for the employee recognition, or is that just based on numbers?
Yes, ma'am. So employee recognition did increase a little bit, and that is mainly because of years of service awards. So we have 66 total employees that will be receiving a 5-year, 10-year, 15, 20, 25, and then two employees are hitting 30 years. They actually hit it in October. So Calvin Hahn and April Curry will hit 30 years in October.
So looking at 54,350 for employee health and wellness, it's going to increase by $2,000, and yet year-to-date, you're only at 37 out of the budgeted 87. So what's the $50,000 between now and the end of the fiscal year?
So the $50,000 is grace and guidance, the counseling that we provide to the employees. So it's that employer-provided counseling service that we do through them. So $50,000 was what we intended last year to see how it would go throughout this year, and so we can easily adjust that if needed.
So it hasn't been spent or is going to be
no,
spent?
No, sir. We're not going to reach $50,000.
Okay, so then
how much?
His question is, we're if you've only used $37,000 out of the $87,000, why is the budget increased?
By $2,000.
Oh, it's increased by $2,000 because of the employee assistance program. So that's based upon headcount each year. And so when we renew at the end of December and I supply our census to them, the renewal, the number is based upon the headcount for employees. So it increases with the number of employees we have.
Is there a reason to keep the budget at twice what you actually have done so far this year?
And the employee assistance program is $14,000, and you got a $50,000 variance there, or $52,000 if you add in what you're wanting to increase. So is there a reason? Am I missing?
There's a $2,100 increase, but you're talking about year-to-date? What things have you done?
Tools are $37,000, and those are through July 17th.
It's a $50,000.
Yeah, so the main thing that we haven't done is reaching that $50,000 limit for the employee counseling.
Where we are at that line item.
I don't, but I know.
Grace and guidance.
Is there a way to look that up?
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Okay.
So far this year, we've spent $13,750 for grace and guidance.
So if that's 75%, maybe we need
to cut it in half, for sure.
And I guess I have another question with respect to that as well, because yesterday Alarm was talking about their mental health and wellness initiative. Is that tied into this program, or is this a separate program, and why are they different?
That's a separate training program where they're going to be trained and go through classes about resiliency and recognizing when a peer is having mental health issues. And so that's a training to educate them on mental health and wellness in the Alarm dispatch centers.
And it's specifically for that department. This Grace and Guidance, this is a program that specializes in first responders. Most all the fire departments contract, the sheriff's department contracts this group. We contracted the group last year, and we have several different avenues that people can go to get mental health. This is the big one, and one of the problems I think that has happened with Grace and Guidance is they are extremely busy, and paramedics don't have a lot of patients. And so when they call, if they don't get somebody calling back immediately, then that's striked off the list, and they go somewhere else. Am I being presumptive, or is that your experience?
Yes, sir. But also, this is for all employees, not just specifically to the field. So this is for all employees, including admin and Alarm and stuff like that. But as Melissa said, the Alarm one is specific for their training in their department. So it's separate.
So that mental health is just training. It's not counseling services. So what happens is, can you tell them how many free visits our staff are allowed to have at that organization and then the cost to them after that?
Yes, so they get 3 free visits, employee covered, and it costs $125 per visit. In addition, they can do additional visits and submit it to wellness reimbursement, so we will reimburse up to $300 through that. And then in addition, we have through our EAP, they have counseling services as well.
So going back to Bob's question and my question, if we've only spent $37,000 out of $87,000.
I got it.
We're not discussing just the increase, but we're trying to understand why to keep the budget at $87,000.
So
our staff have not utilized the service as we anticipated they would. We hear a lot about mental health. Bob will talk about it frequently at board meetings and what are we doing for mental health. This is what we budgeted it for this program, which was this year, first year. We're at $13,000. We're happy to cut that in half, and should we cap out on that. I'm sure if we came back to you, we could find that money from somewhere to continue to allow the free services for our patients, our staff and families. The people that do go there get a whole lot of benefit out of it. It's been very successful.
Programs?
Yes, ma'am.
They don't have statistics.
So, yeah, so right now we're at 13,000.
We do have data because this is what we've spent out of, and we only have three more months left to go.
But it's only 1 year, so as it catches on.
I understand that, but I can't justify a $50,000 difference.
What number would make you comfortable? Because we can change it right now.
So, Mr. Bagley, if we're to project out right now, you know, based on time, it'd be a little over $17,000. We don't need to budget 50. I think that even with the 1 year data and what Melissa had suggested, you know, if we happen to cut this too much, we can come back. We can find it somewhere else.
I agree.
And so we could budget $20,000, which would give us a little cushion, or just cut it in half at $25,000. Should be adequate for next year. And if not, we can let you know at that time.
I think that we can always add to it if we need it, but I just I don't like over budgeting.
25.
Okay.
25.
Yeah. 25. Got it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all.
Do we have any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Nivea Wheat, community paramedic.
Community paramedic manager.
I got distracted.
Y'all ready?
This one,
page 33.
Page 33.
Ready? Go ahead.
So our only change, well, the biggest change is the Adult Protective Service Conference. That's the one we went to last year and received an award from them. This year, that is not just Texas, it's the national. So it'll be three times bigger than that Texas was, is what we were told. So we get a lot of resources, education, and make a lot of contacts that have helped us this past year tremendously to help with Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and just knowing what to click on applications that we would have never had any idea about, and then making contacts with even Harris County. So it's been a big benefit to us. And we'll look at the agenda when that comes out. It's not posted yet, and see if it's looks as beneficial as last year did.
The increase is because they were award winners last year. Two of their conference as well as hotel was paid for. They were all expenses paid.
That next line is the, if we do a membership, that's a membership for all of us, and so that decreases the overall cost of the conference.
Say $50 a person by being a member, so it $75 a person by being a member, so it washes out.
How many people are in your department?
Three.
I'm good. So how did, if you have three, why you only have two for employee recognition?
Because managers are all in admin.
Oh, okay.
Do we have any other questions? All right. Well, thank you.
Sorry, distraction.
Okay.
Accounting?
Well, let's look at accounting next. Page 7. Pleasure to keep up with all of it's like the bouncing ball.
Oh, please. Don't humor me.
page?
Page 7.
Page 7.
Lucky number 7.
Hi, I'm Shannon. I'm the controller over the accounting department. We're a little bit different in the sense that in addition to normal accounting activities like financial reporting and accounts payable, we also do payroll, benefits, budgets, and grant billings. Our total operating budget is $172,000. That is a decrease of $217,000 from last year's budget due to the system configuration monies that we had in computer software.
That's a nice payoff.
So auditing fees, I'll just go through. That's what you approve every April when we bring to the board our auditors. So we put that into the budget. The software, like I said, you see a significant decrease because they're no longer doing as much development as they were during the original implementation. Conferences and everything is about on track. The one thing I want to talk about is dues and subscriptions. We do, as we check for vendors, we make sure that there's a product that we use called Verify Comply to make sure they are not included on the government's exclusion list. We also go through and make sure that their tax ID is correct. We've now added a program for $657 that's, or maybe it was, it's...
$9,000.
Okay, sorry, I'm looking at 54,100 dues and subscriptions.
EFT sure?
Yes, for so we added a product to do banking validation. It's for $9,600 at this point. We are still testing it out. We don't have all of, like, we don't get a positive, we don't get information for every vendor, but they're building their database as we're moving forward. So they're getting more and more banking data in there. We'll make a decision, and if we decide not to use it, obviously we won't use that $9,600. But this has been our first year trying it, and we're really seeing a hit or miss. It's, we're probably only seeing about 25% of the vendors actually have banking data in their system. But what that does is it makes sure that, yes, when we're ready to pay vendor one, we put in their banking details, and this system says, yes, vendor one, that matches, and that it's okay to pay them. It just helps us with preventing fraud activities. On training and education, we have spent nothing this year, so we have no actuals. We've been caught up in the system implementation, and so we haven't really had time to do the training that we needed. So I've put that back in there. We need to just, I guess, keep up with some of the things that I have to have Public Funds Investment Act every year, and we want to do some government budgeting training and the grant management training. Do y'all have any questions?
I do. Sorry. So if we earn a grant, does that show up here or shows up in the department that got the grant?
So you'll see Meghna and Melissa will talk about the departments that have grants. I can actually hear myself echoing, so this is really bad. But what this does is our department goes through all of their expenses, and they basically bill the state. So we're the ones doing the billings for them. So we're monitoring the grants for them. We go through and look at their budgets. We make sure their budgets are in our software, the same as what the state has approved. So those are state approved. It's already gone through the process. We put it into our system, and that's Shalene. When I say we, it's Shalene doing all the work. And so she's billing the state each month. We go through, and we actually do review it together, and then we send those over to the state each month to get the money back. So that's our part of the grant process.
Thank you. And then how many people are in your department?
Seven or eight. Seven, and I'm proposing an additional person. Sorry, let me see where.
And then I thought seven yesterday, I thought there was something with personnel and accounting. Did something split off or did something, I'm just trying
added
to.
Added a position.
So we're adding an accounting supervisor, but Hetty spoke earlier. She, procurement was in accounting, and whenever they brought in an additional person, they created a department. So that's no longer under my, I mean, Hetty and I work together. We partner together every day. So, but it's, you know, so, but so, she's not
so
within my department.
Procurement is where that person moved to procurement?
Procurement was budgeted last year.
That was last year that procurement moved. So we are adding an additional supervisor into the accounting department. We're requesting that this year.
So prior to the current year, procurement personnel were part of accounting. Effective this year, procurement was budgeted as a separate department. So the changes for 2027 that you saw yesterday don't reflect anything for procurement. It's simply the addition of the supervisor.
Thank you. And thank you. And which number was procurement in?
47.
Oh. Thank you.
Page 39?
Yes. Oh. Department 47, page 39.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do we have any more questions? Jackie? All right. Well, thank you very much.
So we're a little ahead of schedule. You're still waiting for Magna at, she'll come at noon?
12:15.
Okay. So we have an hour.
Be here in a few minutes.
We're going to take a break. I mean, we're breaking for lunch. Is that what we're saying? Okay.
We'll figure out when to reconvene. We're not quite sure.
Okay, so we're taking a break at?
Oh, I think we're reconvening at noon.
Taking a break at 11:11. We're going to reconvene at 12. Thank you.